马可福音六章七到三十二节，耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，差遣他们两个两个的出去，也赐给他们权柄制服污鬼。
Mark chapter 6, 7 to 32. Calling the 12 to him, he sent them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits.
并且吩咐他们，行路的时候不要带食物和口袋。腰带里也不要带钱，除了拐杖以外什么都不要带，只要穿鞋，也不要穿两件褂子。
These were his instructions. Take nothing for the journey except the stuff. No bread, no bag, no money in your belt. Wear sandals, but not an extra tunic.
又对他们说，你们无论到何处进了人的家就住在那里，直到离开那地方。何处的人不接待你们，不听你们，你们离开那里的时候，就把脚上的尘土跺下去，对他们做见证。
Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave as a testimony against them.
门徒就出去传道，叫人悔改。又赶出许多的鬼，用油抹了许多病人，治好他们。
They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them.
耶稣的名声传扬出来，希律王听见了，就说：“施洗的约翰从死里复活了，所以这些异能由他里面发出来。”
King Herod heard about this, for Jesus' name had become well known. Some were saying, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead, and that is why miraculous powers are at work in him.
但是别人说是以利亚，又有人说是先知，正像先知中的一位。希律听见却说，是我所斩的约翰，是他复活了。
Others said, he is Elijah.And still others claimed he is a prophet, like one of the prophets of long ago. But when Herod heard this, he said, John, the man I beheaded, has been raised from the dead.
先是希律为他兄弟腓力的妻子希罗底的缘故，差人去拿住约翰，锁在监里，因为希律已娶了那妇人。
For Herod himself had given orders to have John arrested, and he had him bound and put in prison. He did this because Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, who he had married.
约翰曾对希律说，你娶你兄弟的妻子是不合理的。于是希罗底怀恨他，想要杀他，只是不能。
For John had been saying to Herod,It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. So Herodias nursed a grudge against John and wanted to kill him. But she was not able to.
因为希律知道约翰是义人，是圣人，所以敬畏他，保护他，听他讲论，就多照着行，并且乐意听他。
Because Herod feared John and protected him,Knowing him to be righteous and holy man, when Herod heard John, he was greatly puzzled, yet he liked to listen to him.
有一天，恰巧是希律的生日，希律摆设筵席，大臣和千夫长，并加利利做首领。
Finally, the auction time came. On his birthday,Herod gave a banquet for his high officials and military commanders, and the leading men of Galilee.
希罗底的女儿进来跳舞，使希律和同席的人都欢喜。王就对女子说，你随意向我求什么，我必给你。
When the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his dinner guests. The king said to the girl, ask me for anything you want.And I will give it to you.
又对他启示说，随你向我求什么，就是我活的一半，我也必给你。他就出去对他母亲说， 我可以求什么呢？他母亲说，施洗约翰的头。
And he promised her with an oath, whatever you ask, I will give to you, up to half my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what shall I ask for? The head of John's Baptist. She answered.
他又急忙进去见王，求他说，我愿王立时把施洗约翰的头放在盘子里给我。王就甚忧愁，因他所起的事，又因同席的人，就不肯推辞。
At once, the girl hurried in to the king with a request. I want you to give me right now the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was greatly distressed because of his oath and his dinner guests. He did not want to refuse her.
随即差一个护卫兵吩咐拿约翰的头来，护卫兵就去在监里斩了约翰，把头放在盘子里，拿来给女子，女子就给他母亲。
So he immediately sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. The man went, beheaded John in the prison, and he brought back his head on a platter. He presented it to the girl, and she gave it to her mother.
约翰的门徒听见了，就来把他的尸首领去，葬在坟墓里。使徒聚集到耶稣那里，将一切所做的事、所传的道全告诉他。
On hearing of this, John's disciples came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught.
他就说，你们来，同我暗暗的到旷野地方去歇一歇。这是因为来往的人多，他们连吃饭也没有功，他们就坐船暗暗地往旷野地方去。
Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place.
谢谢俊良弟兄和子言姊妹带我们读圣经。Thank you, Brother Jun Liang and 子贤。这是历史上第一本印刷出来的圣经。
This is the first printed Bible.
在德国有一位叫古登堡的，他发明了这种金属制的活字印刷术。
A German Gutenberg invented this metal printed type.
在这之前所有的圣经都是用手抄抄出来。
Before this, all the Bibles were hand copied.
要抄一本圣经的话，要花两年的时间。
It would take 2 years to copy a Bible.
但是自从古登堡开始用印刷术来印圣经以后，他用两年的时间印了180本圣经。
But ever since he invented printing, it took him 2 years to print 180 Bibles.
大家就可以想象，在那个时代能够有一本圣经，能够读到圣经，能够听到人读圣经，是一件很不容易的事情。
You can imagine how difficult it was at that time to be able to own a Bible or to hear someone read a Bible.
今天我读到一个新闻，在中国大陆他们已经开始停止印刷思高版的圣经。
Today I read about news that in China they have stopped printing the Scottish Bible.
即使在香港天主教用这本思高圣经啊，他们已经发觉已经很难买到这本圣经。
In Hong Kong diocese, they find that it's actually very difficult to find the Scottish Bible.
所以我们今天能够有这样的福分，能够听到神的话，读到神的话，我们就要感恩。
So today, when we were able to listen and read God's words, we should be thankful.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天上的父，为我们今天能够在这样一个平安的环境能够听神的话来献上感谢。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the opportunity in a peaceful environment to hear your words.
真的是无论我们当中的孩子、青少年和大人，让我们真的是能够宝贝这一本神的话。
May all the children and youth and adults really treasure your words.
我们也祈求你保守在受逼迫、受限制地区的主内的弟兄姐妹和教会。
We also ask that you protect those churches and brothers and sisters who persecuted.
你的圣灵把你的话印在每个人的心中，让他们里面不断的产生一种饥渴的心来寻求你的话。
May your the Holy Spirit etch words in their hearts so they can constantly hear your hearts.
坚固他们的信心，保守他们在主里的心智。
So through reading the Bible that they can you can protect their hearts.
我们在这里特别为圣经的这四十几位的作者来献上感谢。
We give thanks for the 40 some authors of the Bible.
你使用他们每一个把上帝的启示又真又活的生命之道留给了我们。
Through the, your revelation that you have, they have given us your words in a lively way.
我们也为历史历代参与翻译圣经、抄写圣经、印制圣经的这些忠心的圣徒来献上感谢。
We also give thanks for all the Christians who faithfully author, copy, and printed Bible throughout the generations.
因着他们用血汗、用生命所摆上的代价，让我们今天可以直接的来领受上帝的启示。
Through the blood and sweat and even the life, so that we can today read your words.
我们为我们自己的心来祷告。
We also pray for our own hearts.
让这生命的道进入我们的耳，更进入我们的心，让我们用信心来回应你的话语。
May your living word not only enter our ears, but also enter into our hearts, so that we can respond accordingly.
我们这样同心的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray together in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 今天我们来思考这个题目啊。
Today we're going to think about this particular topic.
付上代价来跟从耶稣。
Pay the price and follow Jesus.
刚才我们读了这一段的经文。
Earlier we read this passage.
经文是蛮长的。
It's pretty long.
但是这一段呢有一个很清楚的结构。
But it has a very clear structure.
在这种的结构在马可福音当中一共出现了六次。
This particular structure appears six times in the book of Mark.
每次我们看到这个结构我们就很容易能够抓到这一段它讲的主题是什么。
Every time we see this structure, we can know what its emphasis was.
前面这一段呢主耶稣基督圣经特别讲主耶稣基督差派门徒出去。
The earlier part talks about Jesus sending disciples.
吩咐他们出去的时候应该注意什么。
And ask them to go out and pay attention to certain things.
两个两个出去的时候他们应该这个防备什么样的事情。
What should be watching for when they go out two by two?
这一段结尾的时候呢讲这些人回来了。
And the end talk about these disciples returning.
短宣回来以后向耶稣来讲述他们所做的他们所遇见的他们所看见听见。
After the short term mission, they will tell Jesus what they encountered and what they saw.
所以这是一个连贯的故事。
So it's a continuous story.
那中间呢就加着这个施洗约翰的故事。
And in the middle, it was about John the Baptist being killed.
施洗约翰如何忠心的来接受主的呼召去指责罪恶。
And John the Baptist was faithful and pointed out sin.
即使是面对一个君王他也不惧怕。
Even though he was facing the king, he was not afraid.
即使是面对着被投在监牢里面甚至有杀头的危险他也不惧怕。
Even though he faced the danger of being beheaded, he was not afraid.
那最后呢他真的是被这个希律王所杀。
Well, in the end, he was killed by King Herod.
所以这是一个很清楚的三明治的结构。
So it's a very clear sandwich structure.
就像一个夹心饼干一样把一个重要的信息放在中间这个最重要的一个地位上。
So it's like this sandwich with the most important part in the middle.
那每次我们看到这样一个结构的时候我们就知道说这个信息是重点在哪里。
So every time we see the structure, we know what the emphasis was.
所以这一段的重点主题就在于说为了要跟从耶稣接受耶稣的差派出去的人你们要做好准备要像施洗约翰一样要付上代价的。
So it's that these people who are being sent out by Jesus, you prepare that you need to, you have to pay a price just like, John the Baptist.
这个代价到一个地步甚至是被差派人的性命的代价。
The price may even be the life of the one being sent.
这个信息不光是给当时的跟随耶稣的门徒听的也是给历世历代的门徒听的。
It is not just a message for those Christians at that time, but it's actually for the Christians in the coming generations.
跟随主耶稣基督要付上代价，这是主亲自讲的。
Following Jesus, you have to pay a price. This is what Jesus said.
耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己， 背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Jesus said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up the cross and follow me.
这个跟从主要付上代价这个信息也是历世历代跟随主的门徒的一个经历。
And this message that we have to pay a price to follow Jesus is also an experience of Christians in following generations.
第一个为主殉道的就是斯提凡。
The first martyr is Stephen.
第一个为主殉道的使徒就是雅各。
The first apostle who martyred was James.
十二个使徒当中有十一个是为了传扬福音而为主殉道的。
Among the 12 apostles, 11 of them martyred.
在这之外，神特别拣选的那个外邦的使徒保罗也是为主殉道的。
And then on top of that, the apostle, Paul that was selected by Jesus, by God, was also martyred.
跟随主的人要预备好付上代价。
Those who want to follow Jesus have to prepare to pay a price.
这是我们今天的基督徒常常会忘记的。
This is something we often forget as Christians.
我们还愿意在家里面舒舒服服的来跟从主。
We like to follow Jesus comfortably at home.
不冒任何的危险。
No danger.
首先要自己要安全，然后才会想到去跟从主。
First we have to be safe and then we can follow him.
这样的跟从本身是很危险的。
That kind of following is actually quite dangerous.
是会跟着跟着就跟丢了的。
It's like you would follow and follow and actually you lost.
这样的跟随容易走到一个地步会找不到跟随的方向的。
It would be, that kind of following is, you would be lost in direction.
因为在这种跟随当中没有十字架。
Because in that kind of following, there is no cross.
如果没有十字架，没有舍己，就不是主所呼召的那种。跟随的方式。
If there is no cross and then no denying yourself, then that's not the kind of following that Jesus asked us to do.
跟随主要付上代价，这是唯一值得走的一条道路。
To pay a price and follow him is only the only worthwhile way of following him.
当主耶稣呼召人说，若有人要跟从我，就背起十字架，要舍己的时候，他马上就讲一句话。
When Jesus said that those who follow him must deny themselves and take up the cross, he immediately said this one thing.
他说，因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
Because he said, for whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it.
人若赚得全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul?For what can a man give in exchange for his soul?
人子要在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临，那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。
For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with its angels, and then he will reward each person according to what has done.
当耶稣呼召门徒跟随他走十字架道路之后，马上就跟我们解释为什么要这样做，因为这是唯一得生命的道路。
Immediately after Jesus asked his disciples to follow him, immediately explained why we're to follow that way because that's the only way of life.
当彼得回应主耶稣说，你看我们这一批门徒，我们已经撇下一切跟从你了。
When Peter said to Jesus that, look at us, we already gave up everything to follow you.
耶稣的回应是说，我实在告诉你们，人为我和福音的缘故撇下房屋或是弟兄姊妹父母儿女田地，没有不在今世得百倍，就是房屋弟兄姊妹母亲儿女田地，并且要受逼迫，在来世必得永生。
Jesus replied that, I tell you the truth, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much as in this present age.Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, fields, and with them persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life.
这是主耶稣基督对每一个要跟从他的人的一个呼召，也是一个应许。
This is the calling Jesus gave to everyone who follows him, and also a promise.
他说，若有人要跟从我，说明这是一个选择。
He said, if someone is going to follow me, that means it's a choice.
摆在我们面前，我们自己要做出的一个回应。
And in front of us, we need to respond.
这是唯一得生命的道路，也是唯一能够承受神所祝福的那个永生的一条的道路。
This is the only way of blessing and eternal life.
这一切都是从差遣开始。
And that starts from sending.
回应神的呼召开始。
And to respond to God's calling.
所以在这一段的开始啊，耶稣就差派这些门徒出去，他们也接受了这个差派，照着主的吩咐出去了。
And in the beginning of this passage, Jesus sent them, and they responded, they went out.
他们出去的时候就会直接面对所受的抵挡和逼迫。
As they went out, they faced persecution and resistance.
甚至要付出沉重的代价。
To the extent that they have to pay a heavy price.
但是在这个过程当中，主应许他的同在，他的供应。
But in the process, God has promised his provisions and presence.
我们先从这个接受差派来看起。
We will start with looking at being sent by the Lord.
耶稣是怎么差派他们出去的呢？
How did Jesus send them out?
他们又怎么领受神的差派的呢？
How did they receive that sending?
第一个我们看到是两个两个被差派出去的。
First we see that they are sent two by two.
啊，彼得和亚啊和彼得和安德烈在一起。
Peter and Andrew.
因为他们是兄弟。
Because they are brothers.
啊，雅各和约翰在一起，因为他们也是兄弟。
James and John, because they're brothers.
这些他们以前已经啊在一起打鱼的这些人啊，当他们去做工的时候，也是两个两个配搭成团队一起出去。
Those who were fishermen before, they were also sent two by two as a team.
然后呢，他们是带着权柄出去的。
And then they went out with authority.
耶稣把他自己的啊医治赶鬼的权柄赐给这些门徒。
God has given them the authority to cast out demons and healing.
最后来当他们回来的时候，他们非常的兴奋，因为耶稣做的事情他们也能够做到了。
When they came back, they were very excited because they could do what Jesus did.
这是主差派的特点。他如果要让我们去做一件事情，他一定供应我们所需要的一切，确保我们能做到这些事情。
And that is the characteristic of being sent by Jesus. He's going to make sure that we have the capability to do what he sent us out to do.
而且这一次出去很特别，是让他们在这个过程当中受信心的这个栽培，他们信心得到成长，是带着信心出去的。
And also they've been nurtured in the faith so that they went out with faith.
耶稣特别嘱咐他们，而且不要带钱袋啊，穿着鞋就好，不要带两件袜子。
And Jesus told them, don't bring out money and also don't bring out extra tunic.
你走进一个村庄的时候，你找一个接待你们的家庭，就住在那里，不用搬家，你就一直住在那里。
When you went to a village, you find a home that will receive you and you don't have to move, just stay there.
所以这一切他们不带钱呢，他们的吃饭供应从哪里来？
So when they don't bring money, where does all the food and all the provisions come from?
所以他们出去的时候，当他听到这个差遣和吩咐的时候，他们一定要相信，他们虽然眼睛看不到这些的供应，但是神会负责。
So when they go out, they really have to believe. When they cannot see the money, they don't know what's going to happen, they have to believe.
所以这一次算是一次的短宣，是第一次神正式的差派这些门徒出去。
So this is the first time Jesus sent them out. You can think of it as a short-term mission.
所以到后来到这个最后晚餐上的时候，耶稣就讲这件事情。
And then at the Last Supper, Jesus said about this.
在最后的晚餐上，耶稣问这些门徒说：“我差你们出去的时候，没有钱拿，也没有口袋，没有鞋，你们缺少什么没有？”他们说：“没有。”
And Jesus said that, when I sent you out without purse, but I can send you, do you lack anything? Nothing, they answered.
这就是指着他们这个第一次被差派出去的时候的经历。
And that is referred to the experience of them being sent out the first time.
经过那一次以后，他们的信心就得到了提升，因为他们发觉哈，神是随时供应他们一切所需要。
After they experienced their faith was elevated because they realized that God has provided for them.
但最后晚餐上耶稣又讲下面这一段话，耶稣说，但如今有钱囊的可以带着，有口袋的也可以带着，没有刀的又用要卖衣服买刀。
But then in the last supper, Jesus said to them, but now if you have a purse, take it, and also a bag, and if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one.
当初训练他们信心成长那个阶段已经过去了。
The period when he was nurturing the faith has passed.
如今他们在处理，这是在耶稣马上定十字架耶稣死而复活之后，门徒面临的情况就会改变。
And now it's talking about Jesus about to go on the cross, and they're going to go out after Jesus was resurrected, and that circumstances are different.
所以整个这个过程，耶稣在不断的提升门徒的信心。
Throughout the whole process, Jesus has been elevating the faith.
他们之前要先靠耶稣的这个供应。
First, they had to believe in Jesus' provisions.
后面他们要相信神的同在。
Later on, they have to believe in God's presence with them.
他们要对主忠心，甚至到这个肉身面临死亡的威胁，他们要至死忠心。
And they have to be faithful to the extent that the physical body will be harmed or killed.
那这个信心的内容就不光是在这个地上的这个范围。
So the content of the faith is no longer just on earth.
他们的信心必须扩展到天国、永恒的国度、永远的荣耀这个层面的时候，他们才能够面临在地上甚至死亡的这种威胁。
Their faith has to be extended to the heavenly kingdom, to the heavenly realm, so that they can go beyond the harm of physical body.
所以当我们在传福音、在短宣、在经历神的这个过程当中，我们的信心也是在不断的得到主的提升。
So as we follow him, our faith has to be constantly elevated as well.
不光是两个两个出去，带着主的权柄，带着信心，而且他们是准备好了，预备受抵挡的。
So not only they sent out two by two with authority from God and build up the faith, we also have to prepare to face resistance.
在差派这一段的吩咐当中，耶稣特别提到说，若有人不听你们的信心，你们该怎么办？
And in particular, Jesus said about what should you do if people do not believe in you.
耶稣已经预计到啊，不是所有的人都接受这个福音的信息，有些人是抵挡，甚至会逼迫传福音的人的。
Jesus anticipated that not all would receive the gospel. Some would have resistance, even persecution.
如果有人不听，有人抵挡，你们就跺下脚上的尘土。
And if there are people who would not listen, then you should dust off the dust in your feet.
对这些人来做见证。
So that to bear testimony against them.
他们已经听到了福音。
They have listened to the gospel.
主已经向他们施恩，给他们机会回转。
God has already given them grace to give the opportunity to turn back.
如果不接受的话，他们将来就要面对上帝直接的审判了。
If they do not receive it at this time, they will face God's judgment in the future.
因为他们拒绝门徒，就是拒绝差派门徒的那个主。
If they refuse the disciples, that means they have refused the one who sent them, God.
而且耶稣很强调啊，他们做什么，出去这个使命到底是什么。
And Jesus also emphasized what the mission was.
他们出去传道叫人悔改。
And they have to preach to turn people and have them repent.
他们的医治，他们的赶鬼是为了印证他们的信息是从神来的。
All the healing and also casting out demons is to testify for that message.
中心的目的是让人悔改。
The ultimate purpose is to have people repent.
借着悔改，借着相信进入神的国度。
Through repentance and belief to enter God's kingdom.
今天我们被差派也是像主当初差派这些门徒一样的方式。
When we are sent out today, it's like when the disciples were sent out.
我们要专心在我们这个使命上面，是叫人悔改，不是叫人能够进天国，借着信耶稣。
We need to focus on the mission is to have people repent to enter into God's kingdom.
当面对各样的抵挡的时候，我们要有这样的信心，相信神的差派，我们的目的，我们的使命是对主忠心。
When we face resistance, that we need to be reminded that we need to be faithful to God's mission.
不保证每一次别人听到福音都会相信。
There's no guarantee that every time people listen, they will believe.
而且在这个过程当中，你看到啊，传福音是一个目的，但同时传福音的人的信心得到锻炼、得到成长，也是整个在这个差派过程当中神要做的事情。
So we'll see that the purpose of us being sent is not just to preach the gospel, but it's also the faith.Of those people who are preaching it.
而且我们这些被差派的人，我们这些的门徒，也学习怎么使用神赐给我们天上地下所有的权柄。
And so the ones who are being sent, we also have to learn how to use the authority that God has given us.
在这个过程，门徒之间的关系啊，是一种同伴，是一种战友，是一种一起去征战打仗的这种关系，相爱的关系被建立起来。
So and the relationship of those being sent out is also being built up as comrades in a battle.
当我们接受了这个差派之后，我们就要做好准备，要面对各样的抵挡和逼迫。
As we're being sent, we have to prepare to face persecution.
当初的门徒被差去的时候，面对的越来越强的这种的抵挡。
When the disciples were sent, they faced greater and greater resistance.
使徒约翰对主很忠心，忠心的做神让他去做的事情。
John the Baptist was very faithful to what God has sent him to do.
但他会被放在监牢里，甚至会被杀死。
He was imprisoned and eventually killed.
我们回顾马可福音当中，每一次当门徒被呼召的时候，紧接着就是一种抵挡的势力会出来。
As we review the Bible, we'll see that every time the disciples being sent, they face resistance.
第一章的时候，当这些门徒在打鱼的时候，耶稣在这个海边行走的时候，呼召了彼得他们这批的门徒。
The first time when the disciples were called on the shore of Galilee, they were fishing and Jesus called them.
然后马上发生什么事情？
And immediately what happened?
他们进入会堂就魔鬼就出来，那些巫鬼邪灵就出来来抵挡。
When they entered the synagogue, the evil spirit came out to resist.
当后来神亲自拣选这十二个人出来，设立他们做使徒的时候，
When Jesus selected the 12 to be apostles,
然后发生什么事情？
And then what happened?
紧接着这些从耶路撒冷来的这些文士就说耶稣是靠着什么鬼王赶鬼。
And the scribes from Jerusalem accused Jesus of casting out demons with the help of the prince of demons.
这次到了第六章，神第一次，耶稣基督第一次正式的差派这些门徒出去的时候。
And in chapter 16, when Jesus was officially sending out,
紧接着呢，就记载着施洗约翰被杀。
And immediately it recorded that John the Baptist was beheaded.
我们今天被差派出去传福音的人，也要做好这种的准备。我们也一定会遇到各式各样的抵挡。
For those of us who are being sent to preach the gospel, we have to prepare that we will face resistance.
可能不至于像施洗约翰这样直接就被关被杀的这种的结局。
Maybe not to the extent of John the Baptist being imprisoned and killed.
但是可能我们发出去的邀请会被拒绝。
Or maybe the invitation of ours will be refused.
当我们邀请人来听福音的时候，会发现好多人是不感兴趣的。
And many people who are invited may not be interested at all.
有些人可能是哦，给你个面子，勉强来听听你们讲的。
Or someone may just reluctantly agree.
你可能听了以后，他们也是不接受的。
But after they listen, they still will not believe.
不仅不接受，有些人还会批评教会，批评基督徒，批评挑这个福音的毛病。
And not only will they not receive, they may even criticize the church and Christians.
因为我们很专心的传福音，邀请人来听福音，我们看到人，我们就想分享福音的好处，可能。别人觉得我们怪怪的。
And when we are so zealously inviting people to hear about the gospel, people may think that we are strange.
会对我们好像另眼相待，跟我们保持距离。
And they look at us with a strange eye and they will keep a distance.
有时我们因为传福音的缘故，也会跟我们的家人产生一些的争论、矛盾的冲突。
And sometimes we may even get into conflicts with our family.
每次我们在预备幸福小组的服事当中哈，都有一些事情，有人生病啊，有人甚至遇到车祸呀，有人好像跟别人的关系就开始紧张起来。
And every time when we get into the happiness group preparation, we will always encounter some kind of sickness or auto accidents or some kind of conflict.
不要以这些事情为稀奇。
Don't think that this is strange.
历史历代的信徒都是面临着这样的来自于世界，来自于灵界的这种的抵挡。
Christians in all generations have faced these resistance from that spiritual realm and from the world.
所以当我们接受差派的时候，我们要做好这个准备。全教会的弟兄姐妹，我们要警醒，要同心的祷告，因为这是一场属灵的征战。
So when we are prepared, we need to be praying vigilantly because this is a spiritual war.
而且做好准备要付出代价。
We need to prepare to pay the price.
施洗约翰要付上坐牢和生命的代价。
John the Baptist paid the price of being in prison and death.
他为什么会被杀呢？
Why was he killed?
大家还记得施洗约翰他的使命是什么？
Do you remember what his mission was?
神给他三方面的使命。
God has given him three missions.
施洗约翰他必有以利亚的心智能力，行在主的面前，叫为父的心转向儿女。叫悖逆的人转从义人的智慧，又为主预备何用的百姓。
And he, John the Baptist, will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the father to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people, prepare for the Lord.
三件事情。
Three things.
第一件事情是在家庭当中，让为父的心转向儿女。
First is within the family, turn the hearts of the fathers to the children.
第二件事情使那些悖逆的人转从义人的智慧。
Second, to turn the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous.
第三件事情要为神预备好已经回转已经预备好相信的那些的合用的百姓。
And thirdly, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
当这件事情施洗约翰坐在希律王的身上的时候
When John the Baptist was doing these things to King Herod,
遇到的是强烈的抵挡。
He faced stiff opposition.
遇到的是拒绝是不信。
He received refusal and disbelief.
当然施洗约翰向希律王发表这个信息不光是为他一个人。
Of course, the message he gave to King Herod was not just for him.
因为这个希律王是加利利的分封王。
Because King Herod was the king in Galilee.
在他的家中在他的身上所发生的事情影响许多的人。
Whatever happens to his family influenced many.
但同时我们不能不相信这个施洗约翰能够这样勇敢的直面这个希律王也是为了希律王本人的好处。
And of course, when John the Baptist was able to say that to King Herod, it's also for the good of him.
希望这个做父亲的悔改他这种淫乱的行为。
To hope that this father would turn away from his adulterous behavior.
他娶的那个希罗底是他的侄女哦。
So actually, the woman, Herodias, that he married was his niece.
而且这个希罗底是他兄弟的妻子。
And also, this Herodias is the wife of his brother.
他的兄弟还活着他就娶了他的妻子。
While his brother was still alive, he married her.
希罗底跟他的丈夫离婚希律王跟他自己的妻子离婚然后他就娶了希罗底。
Herodias divorced her husband and he divorced his wife and the two got married.
所以这个施洗约翰指责希律做这件事情是犯罪在神的面前是一个很恶的一件事情呢为了这个做父亲的缘故能够回转。
So when, John the Baptist pointed out his sin, it's really to turn the heart of the father towards his truth.
希律王是一个悖逆的人。
King Herod is a disobedient person.
从他父亲开始。
Starting from his father.
找机会就是要杀神所预定要来到世上的这个基督。
And he was finding opportunities to kill the Christ that is coming to earth.
要看到谁对他的王位产生威胁他就想方设法的要除尽这样的人。
Whoever poses a threat to his kingdom, he would try to remove that person.
施洗约翰也在他的面前呼唤这样一个悖逆的人能够转从义人的智慧。
So,John the Baptist was also trying to turn this disobedient person to the wisdom of the righteous.
我们不得不问说，施洗约翰这样去做值得吗？
So we have to ask, is it worth it for John the Baptist to do that?
他付了这么大的代价，希律王也没有悔改，这样做值得吗？
He paid such a heavy price, and then King Herod didn't even turn around and repent. Is it worth it?
值不值得我们就可以通过他的故事来看。耶稣基督所做的事情值不值得
And from this story, we can also see what Jesus did. Is it worth it?
我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上是为所有人的罪都钉在十字架上。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross, he died for all of our sins.
这样做值得吗
Is it worth it?
不是所有的人都悔改啊。
Not everybody repented.
耶稣基督上十字架为所有的人发出一个祷告。父啊，请你赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
When Jesus was on the cross, he prayed for everyone and asked for forgiveness for everyone because they know not what they do.
是所有的人都悔改了吗?
Did everyone repent?
并没有啊,耶稣这样做值得吗?
Not everyone did. Is it worth it?
耶稣反复地对那些文士、法利赛人讲话。
Jesus has been saying repeatedly to the scribes and Pharisees.
他在被审的时候,他直接对比拉多讲话。
And he was speaking directly to Pilate.
在最后的晚餐上他还不放弃的对那个出卖他的犹大讲话。
And even on the last supper, he even was talking to Judas.
不断的给这些人这些明明是抵挡他的人机会让他们能够悔改。
He gave them opportunities to repent.
虽然这些人硬着心但是耶稣基督还不断的向他们施怜悯施慈爱。
Even though those people have hardened their hearts, but Jesus was constantly merciful to them.
耶稣因为这样做的缘故最后被钉死在十字架上值得吗?
And eventually Jesus was nailed on the cross. Is it worth it?
他们所做的无论是施洗约翰还是主耶稣基督 他们所做的是向主忠心，他不只是看那个结果。
Whatever they did, for John the Baptist and Jesus, they were being faithful.
使徒约翰受了主的差遣，他就忠心的完成这三个使命。
He was given three missions, and John the Baptist was faithful to them.
主耶稣基督受天父的差遣来到地上，他就谦卑顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上，为了完成父神交托给他的这个使命。
When Jesus was sent from heaven by the Heavenly Father, he was faithful until death.
这些也预示着啊，使徒约翰的结局，他预示着主将来要被钉十字架。
The ending that faced by John the Baptist was also revealing what Jesus was going to go through.
也预示着我们后面这些跟从主的人将要面对的结局。
And it also foreshadows the suffering of the disciples in the future.
这样的事是不是离我们今天的基督徒太遥远？
Is it too far away from us today?
不远了，就在我们这个时代，在不断的发生这样的事情。
And actually, it's not that distant because it constantly happens even today.
这就是疫情当中发生的。在中国大陆有一个姊妹，她就是要讲真话，就要揭露这个疫情的真相，结果被抓，被判了四年徒刑。
And this happened during the pandemic in mainland China. The sister was being faithful and truthful, and because of that, she was in prison for 4 years.
这是她还在没被抓之前，记者采访她的时候，她讲了一句话。她说：“我希望去做一点点突破，因为太多人基于恐惧不敢说话，面对不公不义不敢发声。”
And this is what she said before she was arrested. She was just saying that I just want to do a little bit.Of work because too many people are scared and they don't want to speak. And when they face unrighteousness, they would not say a word.
讲真话的带来的结果是被判刑四年。
When she speak the truth, the result was she was in prison.
这位曹三强牧师其实就在我们这个附近，我们当中很多人都见过他。
Actually, this pastor, Cao, was around us, not far away. Many of us have seen him.
他对缅甸的施工特别有负担。
He has a lot of burden for the ministry in Burma.
他就常常他先进入这个中国大陆，然后带着家庭教会的一些的同工就越那个边界进入到缅甸，在那里建小学，帮助那些穷困的人。
He would often go into mainland and with some other house church members would cross the boundary and to set up schools and help those people in Burma.
那17年。中国政府就把他抓起来，控告他这个非法带人越境罪。
And then in 2017 he was imprisoned, he was caught, and accused of some kind of illegal crossing the boundary.
判刑七年。
And he was sentenced to 7 years.
这是18年被抓的王怡牧师。
And this is a picture of Pastor Wang Yi, a picture in 2018 when he was arrested.
他得罪了政府很重要的原因，他其点名来呼喊中国的领导人要悔改。
The reason that he was arrested is because he actually named the leaders of China to ask them to repent.
这些事情离我们并不遥远。
These things are not distant from us.
这些人就是当代的施洗约翰。
These people are the current generation's John the Baptist.
敢于呼唤人悔改。
They are willing and dare to ask people to repent.
他们也预备好了要付上代价。
They are prepared to pay a price.
谭德富长老是王一牧师同一个教会。
And also this Elder Han was also in the same church as Pastor Wang Yi.
在18年12月份同时被捕，他是被了判的四年，王一牧师被判了九年。
In 2018, same year he was arrested, he was sentenced to 4 years, Pastor Wang Yi was 9 years.
所以谭长老应该是在今年年底12月份应该被释放。
So it should be released at the end of this year.
长长姊妹应该到24年应该是可以释放。
Sister Zhang should be released in 2024.
Yeah, 曹三年到24年也是满了7年。
And then also Pastor Cao will reach 7 years in 2024.
那王一牧师要到27年才能够被释放。
And Pastor Wang Yi will have to wait until 2027.
我们要记得在我们的祷告当中纪念这些被逼迫的牧师和主内的肢体。
We need to remember these members of the Lord in our prayers.
我们传福音为主做见证需要付代价。
As we preach the gospel, we have to pay a price.
我们肯为主付上代价。
Are we willing to pay that price?
你愿意花时间来祷告吗？
Are you willing to spend time to pray?
真的祷告，真的是花时间，真的是尽时去为福音的事情来祷告。
Really pray and spend time and even fast to pray?
你愿意付代价去花时间，花功夫去邀请人来听福音吗？
Are we willing to spend your effort and time to invite people to listen to the gospel?
除了把我们的宣传单上放到群发，放到朋友圈里之外，我们花时间真的是单独的去邀请这些的朋友。
Not only do we send out flyers, but just to personally invite friends to attend.
我们可以登门去拜访，甚至请他们吃一顿饭，专门很诚恳的去邀请他们来听福音，这是我们可以付上的代价。
Not only just to knock on the door, but even invite them for dinner so that we can earnestly invite them to attend this event.
你肯放弃你的休假、度假，放弃你的休息的时间，来专心的来预备自己来参加这个传福音的服事吗？
Are you willing to give your vacation or your time of rest to spend time in doing this gospel ministry?
我们这次有从中国大陆来的同工加入我们服事的团队。
This time we have co-workers from mainland China joining us.
我们有在台湾正在探亲的同工，早早的早晨要爬起来来参加这个同工训练。
And we have co-workers who are visiting family in Taiwan would have to get up really early to join us.
你肯付上这样的代价吗？
Are you willing to pay the price?
比起为主做监训道来讲，好像这些的付出真的不算什么。
So as we look at all this experience, we find that what we are willing to do is not counting as much.
但是大家要知道，只有那些肯为主而活，愿意在这些小事上付代价的人，才可能为主而死。
And we have to know that only those who are willing to pay the small price are the most people who are willing to die for it.
如果我们在这些小的事情上都不肯付代价的话，何谈为主去殉道呢？
If we are not even willing to pay that small price, how can we say we were willing to martyr for him?
当我们预备好的时候，我们知道这一切有主的同在，主会供应我们一切的需要。
When we are prepared, we need to know that God will provide.
主呼召我们去做一件事情的时候，他必供应我们一切的需要，而且他应许一定会与我们同在。
When God is calling us to do something, we know that God will provide for everything we need, and He will be with us.
主说不是你们拣选我，是我拣选你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.
这是何等大的应许啊！无论你向父求什么，都会赐给你们。
What a great promise! Whatever you ask, the Father will give you.
但这个应许不是所有的人都可以支取的。
But this promise not everyone can kind of try to get from.
因为这个应许不是一个空头支票给所有的人的。
Because it's not a blank check for everyone.
是给那些要奉主的名、接受主的差派去结果子的人。
Because it's to those people who respond to his call and to bear fruit.
你只要去专心去做主差派你做的事情，要去结果的去传福音去做见证的时候，在这个时候，在这个地位上，你奉着耶稣的名向父求什么，上帝一定会赐给。
If you respond to his mission and to go and bear fruit, then the Father will give you whatever you ask in his name.
想想看，当主当初差派这个以色列人境况是怎么。
So remember what it was like when God called the Israelites to the wilderness.
那天晚上不要睡觉。
Don't sleep that night.
最后一个灾降临以后，你们就要出门了。
This is the last night at home. You are about to go out.
全家人躲在那个房子里面，把那个雪放在门上。
Everyone in the family hide in the house, and you're gonna brush blood on your doorpost.
束好腰，准备好拐杖。你们清早的时候，你们就要出埃及，要进入旷野了。
Gird yourself because in the morning you're going to leave Egypt and go into the wilderness.
所以第二天果然照着神的应许这样发生了。
And of course, according to God's promise, that's what happened.
所以他们很匆忙的离家就走了，连他们那些面都是这个没有发酵过的面带着在身
上。And so it was leaving in a hurry, and even the bread that was unleavened that was left at home.
那大家知道他们一住在旷野就住了40年了。
And then they lived in the desert for 40 years.
他们的喝水从哪里来？
And where does the water come from?
吃饭从哪里来？
Where does food come from?
如果他们的鞋穿破了，到哪里去找另外一双鞋？
If their sandals were broken, where did they find another pair?
当他们带顺从这个摩西的带领，就往前走的时候。
But when they follow Moses' command and go forward,
40年当中没有缺水喝。
In the 40 years, they never lacked water.
40年当中没有缺饭吃。
In the 40 years, they never lacked food.
他们鞋没有穿破，衣服没有穿破，得到神一切的供应和保护。
And all the sandals and clothes were never broken.
所以这次门徒的差派很像当初神差派这些以色列人出埃及。
So the sending of the disciples is very much like what God sent the Israelites out of Egypt.
他们要相信这位神是无所不能，而且是与他们同在的神。
We also know that this God is omnipotent and present everywhere with them.
所以其实传福音的事工是一个最轻省的事工。
And actually the work of the gospel is the one that is most enjoyable.
因为当我们做这件事情的时候，神有很明确的应许。
Because God has a clear promise when we do that.
主说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Because all authority from heaven and earth has been given me.
所以你们去使万民做我的门徒。
So you go preach to all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
To baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
Teach them all the things I have taught you.
我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了。
And I'll be with you until the end of the earth.
感谢主。
We praise God.
付出代价跟从主耶稣，这就是我们门徒生活的一部分。
It is a part of our lives as the disciples of Jesus Christ to pay the price of following him.
虽然会付出代价。
Even though we have to pay a price.
虽然会有生命危险的结局。
Even though there is a threat of danger.
但是这是值得我们得生命的一条道路。
But it is a worthwhile path of life.
2005年的时候美国出了一部电影。
2005 there is this movie.
这个中文把它翻译成断毛。
End of the Spear.
那这个电影是根据一个真实的故事改编而成。
This is according to a true story.
就是在1950几年的时候有五位宣教士去到这个南美的奥卡食人族当中去传福音做见证。
In the 1950s, five missionaries went to South America among the tribe of Orca, cannibals.
那这些的这个印第安当地的一个野蛮的部落是以吃人著名的。
They were famous for being cannibals.
他们不仅杀他们的敌人，而且把他们敌人真的是会吃进去。
Not only did they kill the enemies, they actually eat them.
所以这五个宣教士他们在不同的这个经历过程中，他们都领受了同样的这个意象的托付。
Even though the five missionaries have all different experiences, but they receive the same vision.
就是对这一批人，这些印第安土著的人有负担。
And they have a burden for these Indians.
那当中有一位是会开飞机的。
One of them is an aviator.
所以他们五个人在1956年的时候，他们就预备好了要进入到这个部落当中。
So in 1956, they were all prepared to fly and into this tribe.
其实这五个人他们这个都是非常优秀的年轻人。
Those five people are all excellent young people.
那中间这个是 Jim Elliot.
The one in the middle is Jim Elliot.
他是惠顿大学毕业的。
He graduated from Wheaton College.
他是在50年的时候参加一个 weekly 圣经这个翻译会的一个暑期的活动，第一次听到奥卡食人族的需要。
And in 1950, he attended a summer translation camp of the Wicked Bible Society and heard about the needs of the Orca tribe.
那当中这个南特这位弟兄的这个很优秀的飞行员。
And one of them, this Nate Saint is a very excellent aviator pilot.
另外一个弟兄叫 Pete, 他是在这个西雅图的华盛顿大学得的这个哲学硕士。
And then also this Pete Fleming, a graduated or PhD in philosophy, from Washington University in Seattle.
另外一个弟兄这个 Eddie 也是跟 Jim 一起在惠顿大学毕业的，而且他口才非常好，
曾经得过全国演讲比赛的冠军。
And then this Ed McNally was also a graduate from Wheaton together with Jim, and he has excellent oratorial skills.
那第五位弟兄是罗杰，他是第二次世界大战打仗参战的战士，回来以后呢，他是在这个西北神学院毕业。
And then also Roger Ugarian, he graduated from Northwest Seminary after participating in the Second World War.
这五位优秀的年轻人为了把福音带到这个奥卡什人族当中，他们冒着生命的危险进去与他们接触。
And these five excellent young men, because of the needs of the Orchid Society, they went to preach the gospel with the threat of danger.
虽然他们做了充分的预备，
even though they are prepared abundantly,
但是还是遇到这样一个不好的一个悲剧的结局。
Yet they encounter a tragic ending.
就是当他们第一次试着把飞机开进去直接与这些人接触的时候，他们当天就失去了与外界失去了联系。
When they landed in the middle of that trip to try to make contact with them, on the first day they lost their lives.
那后续的人进去的时候发觉他们的尸体就躺在这个河边。
And people later found their bodies lying along the bank of the river.
所以很多人会问说，这样做值得吗？
Many people would ask, is it worth it?
就送进去好像就是像送死一样被人杀掉，这样做值得吗？
And when they go in, it's like waiting to be slaughtered. Is that worth it?
至少在这件事情发生几年前，这个 Jim Elliot 就在他的日记当中写了这样一段话。
And actually, a few years ago, Jim Elliot wrote in his diary about kind of predicting what is going to happen.
就这句话，他这个原稿在这里哈，你可以找到他的原话。他这里讲说，为得到那不会失去的而付出那不能保有的，这人一点也不傻。
The original is on the left. You see it. The words are, he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what which he cannot lose.
当时大家好像看不到这样做有什么意义。
At that time, people may not see what meaning is that to do all of that.
但是感谢主啊，殉道者的血常常就会变成福音的种子。
But we praise God that the blood of the martyr often becomes the seed of the gospel.
当这五位年轻人被杀之后，就 Jim Elliot 的他的妻子又跟着他先生的脚中进入到诗人组里。
And after Jim was killed, his wife Elizabeth Elliot followed his footsteps and lived among that tribe.
另外一个弟兄的应该是姐姐还是妹妹哈，也是一起进入到这个部落当中。
And another person's sister also followed his footsteps and entered into the tribe.
持续多年的撒种耕耘，最后神的赐福临到啊，他们全这个部落的人最后都回转悔改，信了耶稣。
Through God's blessing and the work of many years of preaching the word, eventually the entire tribe converted and become Christians.
上帝都知道。
God's mercifulness.
当我们向主忠心的时候
，When we are faithful,
当我们心甘情愿为主而摆上付出代价的时候。
When we are willing to pay the price,
上帝的赐福就会临到。
God's blessing will come.
那摆在我们每个面前的问题就是，你愿意吗？
Facing all of us today is the question, are you willing?
你愿意为主，为福音的缘故付上代价？
Are you willing to pay the price on behalf of the Lord?
我们唱一首回应的诗歌。
Let's sing a song of response.
我愿为你去。
I'm willing to go.
盼望这首诗歌不光是我们在唱这个歌词。
Not only do we sing the words,
用我们心来回应。
So that our hearts would also respond.